Howdy, folks. Expert research has now proven that a woman would rather be two-faced than double-chinned. This is Pat Buttram inviting you for delicious double mint chewing gum to join us for just entertainment.
Everywhere you go, sunshine follows you.
Yes, sir, this is just entertainment. And you know about the biggest doings coming up in the near future is the inauguration at Washington. You know, the last time at the inaugural ball, there was such a jam that they're having four dances this time. Fella has to be pretty dumb not to be able to crash one out of four dances. Look, but I'll let you in on a little secret. Here's one wallflower they're going to have to get along without. Now, I could give you several reasons, but, well, of course, the main one is I haven't had an invitation yet. Well, you know how the mails have been all mixed up on account of the holiday season and all. But to be honest about it, I couldn't go to the inaugural ball anyway. I've looked all over in every nook and cranny of the house, and I swear I can't find my dancing pumps anywhere. Well, I never was much on dancing anyway. The only time I ever really made an impression on a girl at a dance was once when I had a leaky fountain pen in my pocket. But I've always remembered what my pa said about dancing. He said, he who dances must pay the fiddler, and the waiter, and the florist, and the checkroom girl, and the doorman, and the cab driver, and all. Oh, me. I don't know why I'm talking about dancing when Paula Richards is dancing around here waiting to sing for you. Here she is now.
Everybody hand in hand, swinging down the lane. Everybody feeling grand, swinging down the lane. That's the time I miss the bliss that we might have known. Night like this, when I'm all alone. When the moon is on the rise, honey, I'm so blue. Watching lovers making eyes like we used to do. When the moon is on the wane, still I'm waiting all in vain. Should be swinging down the lane with you.
Like that song, we're happy, because we're here to give you just entertainment. You'll notice I don't do a lot of shouting about double mint chewing gum, even though I think you'll like it every bit as much as I do. But it's really none of my business when you chew your double mint, just so you chew it after every meal. I figure that is my business, see, because folks with good digestion, they're happier, and they give out with more laughs, and some of my jokes need a little help from you, see? Just like your digestion may need a little help from double mint. Like, you know, when you've been a little tense or jittery or eating in a rush. So I hope you get the message. Chew double mint whenever you like, but after every meal for sure. I had a funny thing happen to me yesterday at lunch. Well, I hope it turns out to be funny. I guess you've all seen these old geezers who are always prowling around looking for romance when they ought to be home in their rocking chair. Well, one of these creaking Romeos, he was sitting in the booth next to mine, and instead of concentrating on his oatmeal, he he kept flirting with the waitress. And this was about as ridiculous as a dinosaur making eyes at a butterfly. And finally he said, "Say, beautiful, where have you been all my life?" And the waitress looked at him. She says, "Well, for the first 60 years, I guess I wasn't even born yet." I don't know. I think folks should try to keep young, but not childish. Well, you know, the Hollering Quartet, they do a great job on old spirituals, and they're going to sing another one today, Little David.
David, little David, come and play on your harp.
Little David,
play on your harp.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Little David,
play on your harp.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Little David, play on your harp.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Little David,
play on your harp. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Now David was a shepherd boy. He killed Goliath and shouted for joy.
Little David,
play on your harp. Hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Little David, play on your harp. Hallelujah. Hallelujah,
little David,
play on your harp. Hallelujah, hallelujah, little David, play on your harp. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
I told you once, I told you twice, you never get to heaven by shooting dice.
David, play on your harp. Hallelujah, hallelujah, little David, play on your harp. Hallelujah. David, play on your harp. Hallelujah, hallelujah, little David, play on your harp. Hallelujah. Now Joshua was the son of Nun. He never, never quit till his work was done.
Little David,
play on your harp.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, little David, play on your harp. Hallelujah,
hallelujah,
little David, play on your harp. Hallelujah,
hallelujah,
little David, play on your harp.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah, little David, play on.
David, play on, play on, play on your harp. Little David, play on your harp.
Oh, if I was a music critic, I'd probably say that number was done delicately and artistically. Of course, not being a music critic, I'll just say to me it was as refreshing as a stick of double mint chewing gum. You know by now that I can't give any higher praise than that, because double mint, you know, packs so many big, important benefits into a small package without even trying to make a big deal out of it, you know. The helpful chewing not only cleans your teeth, but it helps relieve nervous tension and sort of makes you forget to be bored if you're doing something monotonous. And it aids digestion, too. Oh, I could mention a few more things if I had a mind to, but I don't think it's necessary. Just you try chewing double mint and figure out your own favorite benefits there. And we'll leave the delicate, subtle touch to the musicians here. You know, when I watch Sammy Prager, our piano player, I can't help admiring his delicate touch there. That's pretty good. But, you know, for a real delicate touch, did you ever see a 10-year-old boy wash behind his ears? Of course, if I remember correctly, that 10-year-old boy is fighting for what he thinks is a just cause. Well, there's one cause that nobody's been able to stop yet, and that's the Friday Buttram Bonus. As you know, the Friday Buttram Bonus is me singing. And I've been doing a lot of practicing lately. I recommend my neighborhood to you, too, if you're looking for a place to live. The real estate prices have been going down quite a bit around here. Anyway, this is Friday, and I think this song was written by a hypochondriac, so don't take it too seriously, will you? Here it is. In these days of indigestion, It is oftentimes a question as to what to eat and what to leave alone. For each microbe and bacillus has a different way to kill us, and in time they always claim us for their own. There are germs of every kind in any food that you can find, in the market or upon the bill of fare. Eating huckleberry pie is a pleasant way to die, and it's often a mistake to breathe the air.
Some little bug is gonna find you someday. Some little bug will sneak behind you someday.
He will send for his bug friends and all your earthly trouble in.
Some little bug is gonna find you someday.
Now, the inviting green cucumber gets most everybody's number, while the green corn has a system of its own. Though a radish seems nutritious, its behavior is quite vicious, and a doctor will be coming to your home. Eating lobster, cooked or plain, is only flirting with ptomaine, while an oyster sometimes has a lot to say. But the clams we eat in chowder make the angels chant the louder, for they know that we'll be with them right away.
Some little bug is gonna find you someday.
Watch out.
Some little bug will sneak behind you someday.
Then he'll get into your gizzard. If you lose him, you're a wizard.
Some little bug is gonna find you someday.
Eat that lovely red bologna, and you'll wear a wooden kimono as your relative starts scrapping about your stuff. Because
some little bug is gonna find you someday.
Hey, hey. If you have any opinion about my rendition of that number, remember there was other people involved in that song. Have a little room for improvement, maybe. You know, the songwriters of today, they don't compose the right kind of songs for me. They write about love and moonlight, birds and flowers. Nobody's ever written a song about asthma, you know? Now, I know love is a popular subject, but asthma's just as well known. People who have never been in love have had asthma. Well, the clock's making faces at me again. I swear that clock must chew double mint gum. Time passes so fast. Double mint will do that for you, you know. When you got a dull or tedious job, chewing double mint makes the clock go around real fast. You get a supply of double mint for the weekend. Well, till Monday, this is Pat Buttram reminding you that discretion is closing your eyes to a situation before somebody else closes them for you. Goodbye. See you Monday.
This is the CBS Radio Network.
Thank you.